like, well, that rowing is, I mean, there's some sports that are like, obviously you're rich to be able to do that. Like, no poor person is doing rowing.
Yeah.
Like, who's, yeah, I mean. Not,
nobody from the slums is going to, I'm going to get my family out of here. Hey, this is what it takes.
Yeah. One.
All right, buddy. Whoa. How you doing, man?
Captain Planet.
How you doing? Is that how Captain Planet does it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming. Didn't they did like Earth, fire.
Right. I didn't know. I thought maybe you had just absorbed a saying that you're using to replace with swearing. No, or something. That was Captain Planet.
It's just completely Captain Planet.
Right, man.
How are you, man?
I'm really good, really good. Hello, everybody at home, too. We were saying that we had an announcement to make, and this
we have an announcement to
make. All roads have led here. We are at the world-famous Comedy Store, which is going to be our home.
Yes.
From now on for the Standby podcast. So hello, and here we are.
Yes, which is great because now, you know, first of all, obviously the Comedy Store is like, you know, the best club. You know, in the world, and also the fact that now, you know, because we had already guests before, but now I think this is going to be even better now because now we're going to be able to get even more guests to come here.
You know? Anybody tuning in, we've had, you know, we've had from Britain, we've had Larry Dean and Nina Conti, we've had from the screen, from the silver screen, we've had DJ Qualls, we've had Dan Backett, TV star Dan Bacchanal. You name it, man. We've had
Ian Bagg as comics.
We had Tom Rose, very first guest back in the day, and
Lara Bites. You know,
we're just rattling them off, man.
We've had Gina Brion.
Amazing.
We had a lot of guests, but hopefully some of them can come back and do, because we did it, you know, obviously through Zoom, you know, kind of that stuff.
I think so too, because especially like Dan Bacchanal and DJ Qualls didn't DJ specifically leave us on a cliffhanger as well? Like
he wanted to come
at
back.
At the end of the podcast, he was like, "Next time, I got to tell you guys about this thing."
Like, he wants to come back, man.
We got to have him back. So, we're really looking forward to the Comedy Store's taking us on, and we're gonna. You know, we don't have a place to fit our guest yet, but we'll figure that out.
Yes, of course. Know. Maybe one of them can sit in your lap.
There we go.
You know, we'll just... like that's part of what it is supposed to be.
Age dependent, we'll get them to sit cross-legged on the table and see how long they can go before being too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we're super excited. And I guess the biggest point, too, is that we're in the same room.
Yes. Again. Yeah, because we've been doing it for like almost a year where we weren't in the same room or in your same apartment.
Yeah, that's right. We started on my couch. In my
wait.
Sounds sexual. Sounded a bit kinky.
The podcast.
I put up the fairy lights and seduced Francisco on my apartment couch.
Yeah. Well, it looked more like an amateur porn set, you know. So it wasn't.
It really did.
It wasn't that seductive. It was pretty much like, all right, here's your two. I don't know how much you pay. $200.
What to you?
Not for porn. I don't know. I don't know what's the porn rate. Which, by the way,
I wouldn't pay $200 for porn, dude.
Well, I actually met some.
It's free. Free on the internet.
I met a girl the other day that she was talking. She knew how to like. Oh, it's like 400 or 500. You know that
to perform porn.
To perform porn.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah.
But then I was like, how do you know that? He's like, oh, I used to do porn. I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, all right, you know. It's funny, like, when somebody goes like, wait, how do you know that? It's like, oh, I used to do it. I was like, oh.
Yeah. What kind of research have you done?
No, right. She did the full research.
Thank you.
But I guess, I don't know if it's like, then that's why I wanted to ask about other places, because I don't know if it's LA homeless people that have this, like, ego, or like, you know, because, I mean, or if there's other countries that were, like, people are more, like, the homeless are more thankful.
Yeah, I think,
you know, I don't know.
I think our big cities they're more conniving and mean, you know, or can be. I don't know. I feel like the homeless around my apartment here in LA, they all smile at me and they're polite to me, but then they steal my bike through the night.
Oh, okay.
So they're smiling, but they're ripping.
So you want
me
somebody that's like not polite but doesn't steal.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, just be down on your luck and stop trying to make money.
But that's different. You know, at least they're working.
Yeah. I'm sure they sold my wheels for $10.
Your wheels for $10? Yeah. Oh, your bike. Yeah.
That's the general.
All right.
I think that's the general going rate. So yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, but
No, I mean, I just wanted to.
Were you with your Were you with a lady friend at the time too? And you were like, I deserved thanks.
With my girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was I was when the pizza lady, which by the way, she left.
Did you just call your girlfriend the pizza lady?
No, the pizza lady, right, was okay. A homeless lady. Yeah. Which she left, and then I was like, "Where'd you leave me?" And she's like, "Well, she was talking to you." I was like, "What the? Like, you should have stayed with me," because she kept walking. So I had to go, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so your missus actually made a decision of, like, this is Francisco. Yeah, like, I was. This is Francisco's charitable.
Yeah. And then she left. Thing. And then I was like, "Where were you?" He's like, "Well, why? You were talking." I was like,
"Yeah." Wow. You really had a bad 2 minutes.
Yes. It was an annoying 2 minutes.
You had an unsatisfactory 2 minutes.
Man. No, because, you know, but again, that's the ego of me thinking. Yeah. How things are supposed to be.
Yeah,
because I guess that's the mindset of the human being of like, oh, I'm helping somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm going to feel good and the person's going to be happy and thankful. And then there's like, nah. So then I'm like, what the fuck? You know, but that's the idea that I put in my mind. And it's like, instead of just do it.
Yeah.
And don't expect anything, you know.
Yeah. Well, God bless you.
See, that's all I needed.
Does it mean anything coming from an atheist?
No. Yeah, no, that's fine.
You don't care. So if it's somebody who God hasn't blessed or an atheist, you'll take it.
You're an atheist? I didn't know you're an atheist.
Well, I guess I'm... Yeah, I mean...
why'd you get uncomfortable?
I wasn't... Well, I mean... the way you said it, it feels like... That all of a sudden feels like a definition, and I've never...
Well, no, because I didn't know you... What do you mean?
I wasn't raised religious.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a big thing to me. It never was.
So you don't believe in God?
I don't believe in... I guess not. I think that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
notion that there's a man watching over us and stuff. I believe in humanity and, you know, kindness of spirit.
Yeah. All that. No, that's even better than
Because I've had
religious.
That thing, too, when somebody said, you don't believe in God? Well, what keeps you from raping? And I'm like, what
no, that doesn't
fuck
make,
kind of logic is that, dude?
That's to me, like, yeah, I think it's like... Yeah, I think
people do use that one though. Have you ever had that one? No. Of like, oh, if you don't believe in God, then you
no, that doesn't
make
sense.
With crime, like you'll rape and you'll rob and you'll murder and that makes no sense.
No,
that to me makes me more worried about Catholics or the devout Christians or whatever who are thinking I don't rape, murder,
well,
and
it's
rob
kinda like,
because God is watching.
It's kind of like the well, that's the thing. That's a funny thing that sometimes with the religion, people take it to the extreme where like they, you know, they commit violence and they like, oh no, it's fine because it's in the name of God. Like that. Nah. Why is that fine? Because that doesn't make it fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like mafia people do. Like I was watching The Sopranos. I'm like, you know, like mafia, like in the whole Italian mafia, it's like, it's fine to kill somebody because, you know, it's not, you know, but like, I just realized, especially where we are living right now in the world, like with everything that's going on right now, it's like any human can justify anything if they want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they're gonna
but not necessarily good or bad.
Though. Yeah, no, it could be good or bad. Yeah. It could be just like, oh, I did this because you know, it could be religion. It could be the Facebook told me. It could be Twitter. Yeah. It could be whatever. It could be I read this in a blog. You know, so it's like now it's like anything can be justified because I read this or somebody does this. It's like which
do you mean like on the internet, like when
everything?
People are like,
so yeah,
oh yeah, because the people on the internet who think one opinion. One voice, one opinion
is
the same.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing as religion. That's the same
crazy.
As religion.
Yeah.
Because if you think one thing, like that's it, that's a definite.
Yeah.
And you don't see other religions or other points of views and be like, oh, no, that's fine to do it that way too. It's the same thing. You know, that's bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, so I think it's like any human can justify anything.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm reading this book, which is called Sapiens, which is really good. About the world history and how, and that's the thing, the big difference between you, we're all animals, but the big difference between humans, sapiens, and animals is that we actually believe in imaginary stuff. You know, like we actually can't,
and animals are just based in reality.
Yeah, like you cannot, like a lion is not going to tell another lion, like, hey, don't fuck my lioness or you're going to go to hell. No, they don't care. It's just survival. It's just whatever. But in human nature, and why did that happen? because it's a way
to keep us in check.
Yes, to control tribes. You know, it's like, well, if you're part of this tribe, remember, you know, don't do that. It's just to control groups and control that. It's like, it's the easiest way. Because how do you not control people? Like, if everybody has, like...
So that being said, and realizing that, are you a religious person?
I am a religious person, okay. But I'm not in the sense of, like... But I realize now of, like, of all the fakeness around it, too. So I'm, like, I'm more religious in terms of, like, spiritual, of, like, you know... There is, like, somebody that's... If there's a God, there's a God that's, like, just good nature. And it's, like, they want everybody to be... It doesn't matter what race, what religion, whatever you think. It's all the same. Yeah. You know, the humans are the ones who divide everything to control everything. But to me, I feel like there is one spirit, one everything, and it's all about being good. And that's why it doesn't matter to me if you're religious or not, if you're just a good person. It's better
don't be a cunt.
Yeah, it's better to be a good person instead of being, like, fully religious, and then you're an asshole. You know?
I think so, too. I think, I mean, this is the most religious place I've ever lived in as well. So, because even Britain's not very religious.
That's right. Yeah, well, I mean, everybody left England. I mean,
pubs. Most of their churches have been turned into pubs.
Yeah. They left England to come here to be religious.
Yeah. And now that I've moved here, I've realized, whoa, have they been having a heyday? Holy shit.
They have so many of the same.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like, all the Christian stuff is like, they're all the same.
Yeah,
but it's like one. You know, I don't even know the differences. You know?
Do you mean is there like more than one? More than
see, you know, like Protestant, Baptism, Episcopalian, Catholic. Yeah. You know, like they all believe in Christ, but they all have their different weird. You know, like which is like it's like
different rules, man.
But
it's
all the same. You know,
keep
people
in check.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like I just even the knowledge of religion sometimes annoys me because I'm like, I just don't need it. I don't need it. I have it within me to be kind to people and to want the best for people. I don't need these rules and regulations. And every now and then when religion pops up, I'm like, why? It feels so pointless to me. But I mean, I guess maybe 500 years ago, it was necessary.
No, I mean, that was a way to like, well, how are we going to control these people from killing each other? All right, if you don't kill, you can go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like...
Yeah, the same
I mean,
like, as, even like eating foods that go off quickly, like, without refrigeration, you know, things like seafood and stuff like that, which is, that's Judaism, is it? Is that the Jewish religion? You know, you had to say that you'll go to hell if you eat it. And that's just a way to try to protect your health.
Yeah.
Maybe they should adopt... Maybe there should be a religious sect that just goes, you'll go to hell if you don't get vaccinated. You're going to go to hell if you don't get vaccinated. And then maybe we can
But
somebody probably beat us to it. And there's probably... You'll go to hell if you get vaccinated. Yeah, and everybody's...
Of course.
Getting on that train.
There have been preachers on TV talking about that.
Oh, really? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You see those southern preachers.
Oh yeah, there's one guy yelling about
hate religion.
Like, but to me, that's why it's like, and to me, that's just, and that's why I don't understand people. Like, hey, first of all, you've seen some guy that's like, he's just talking nonsense, and then you're paying him money to do this. Like that guy, whatever that guy's name was, really rich. I forget his
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, I mean, like, why is? And you think that's kind of really like that does not make sense at all.
Yeah.
Like this guy is leading, and he's the one living in a mansion while you live in a trailer. Like, come on,
give me your money. I'll make sure I get it to God for you. It's fucking.
It just doesn't. I mean, those things are just like crazy.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous, man. Oh, Jim Baker's church to pay $156,000 to settle a case involving a fake COVID cure. So they told people that their donations are man.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, it's just all pyramid schemes, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is, I mean.
Well, and the one good thing that I see about religion, having now dated a few religious girls in America, but also
I thought you were going to say something else.
But also back in Britain I did date somebody for a while, but having dated a few religious.
No, because I thought you were going to have a few religious, and then just I thought you were going to say the C word.
Oh, right. Oh, did you?
Yeah, because you looked like you were going to say it.
Girls. No, I don't think of any of them in a bad light. But in Britain, I did notice my girlfriend I had in Britain was part of a very religious family. And I started to appreciate that they get together on Sundays. Fine. You get together, you go to church on Sundays.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm into that. I would love to have a matriarch or a patriarch that of a family, and then everybody gathers.
You like to have a family.
But we don't have, but we don't, or just a group. I mean, hell, I like Taco Tuesdays, for fuck's sake. I always invite you
Maybe
guys.
Maybe that's your
I'm
church.
I'm always inviting you guys to Taco Tuesdays. That's the church of JJ right there. But overall, I like that.
No, I mean,
that they give them, but I wish some of them would realize that that's what it is. What it is it's your family.
It's a
time
way to get together.
This man in the clouds thing is not the important thing. The important thing is the family with. And I wish, because even I've dated, there was an American girl that I dated when I first moved here, and I didn't even know she was religious because she swore like a trucker. You know, she was good fun. She was good fun, and nothing of what in my head is the stereotype.
Well, and that's another thing
religious.
Too. Just,
and then one day out of nowhere, she goes, I can't wait to see my pastor this weekend. And I was like, you're what? She goes, oh yeah, I'm going back to Boston. I'm going to see my pastor. I was like, you're religious? I didn't even picture it.
Well, sometimes
filthy.
That's the thing. The ones that are the wildest are the ones that are most religious, which is also, I mean, because they grew up in an environment that everything's like, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And then they start doing it. They go to the stream of shit, you know what I mean? Because like that's human nature. When you tell them not to do something, they're gonna do it.
See, that's very funny because if that's the case in America, because in Britain that's the case of posh girls, because posh girls are
Spice girl.
They're in the Spice. They're not only in
Spice.
No,
but posh
girls,
is the posh Spice is.
Yeah, that's not a good way to judge what I mean. That's not what I mean
but
by
posh
girl, but it's good to know. I'm going to log that away and go,
but
that's
posh
what people think of when I say posh.
But posh spice represents a type of girl. I mean, because it was sporty spice.
Yeah. Anybody in Britain watching this right now is going, how is JJ going to describe this? Because we are about five steps away, and I thought we were one. But she is not.
What's posh?
It's
like,
a class,
like,
class system.
Yeah, high class.
Yeah, high class.
Yeah, that's what posh spice was.
Oh, did you really? Okay. All right.
I don't know. I actually don't.
I mean, I never.
I mean, like, from the. You remember the Spice Girls? Right?
I do remember the Spice Girls.
Posh Spice was the Richie one. Like the Victoria Beckham,
yes,
the rich
Victoria
one.
Victoria Beckham.
The one that dressed fashion.
Was she rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was rich.
She was rich.
She was already rich?
Her clothes are dry clean only. That's what the character
was. Yeah, like
oh, okay.
The character
right.
was the
oh,
rich one.
Okay. All right, fine. You know what? I thought of all of the Spice Girls as trash, but turns out
but they're
one
characters.
Of them was posh, I guess.
They're characters. So her
yes,
character was the rich girl.
Yeah, okay. So I guess that's all right. Maybe it is a good starting point. Maybe we are only 1 degree away. But yes, it's like a class system thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of posh girls are supposed to be, you know, well behaved and whatever, and they rebel the other way. And that made it an interesting point because maybe that is because they have less religion in Britain and the rest of the world. Maybe that's they rebel in their class system, whereas you guys. You know, you
rebels
just
in the religion,
yeah, in the religious system.
Maybe,
so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, for me, I mean, just to finish this, like, everything like to me changed in terms of religion when
I went. By the way, just as a side note, just because I think the Spice Girls were trash doesn't mean I fucking wanna. Anyway, okay, go.
Wait, what? You fucking wanna what? You
didn't... I said.
I thought you were gonna start.
I really, really, really wanna zig them. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they were hot. I mean, they're still hot.
I know. Well, I was just in case.
But when we
just
were
in
like,
case I was failing to portray it by calling them trash, that I didn't think they were hot. I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. That's important.
I like them.
I
like them. I mean, I think it was a phenomenon. I mean, they took over the world. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, there you go.
But going back to what I was saying about religion, I think everything for me changed when I went to Venezuela one summer. And I went to, you know, church, I went to mass, and I was, doing the confession with one priest. And then I remember going, like, I can't, so I haven't been to church for a bit. And, you know, and then he was like, he was like.
He's even lost interest.
But he was like, look, it's like, no, he was like, you don't need to come every time, you know, it's like, as long as you're a good person and, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
and when he told me that. And I was like, oh, that completely changed my whole aspect of, like, being Catholic, being religious. It's like, yeah, it's like, I go to church when I can, just because I want to.
Yeah.
Just because of me, just to feel, you know, like, but it's not for something that I'm like, oh, I need to adhere to these rules to not go to hell or anything like that, you know? And that, to me, that's the key. It's like, whatever religion you have, fine. Believe whatever you want to believe. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, be a good person. That's, to me, that's the biggest message of all. At the, you know,
that's the important one to get through.
Because it doesn't
children.
Matter what religion you are. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole, you know? So.
Yeah. And in a lot of ways, that's probably the element of this Sunday at the church that should be improved, because kids don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I assume they don't want to be listening to the older guys talk the Bible book or whatever, whatever we call it.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right, well, we've solved religion.
Now we got to go to the Olympics.
Should we? Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the Olympics? Let's talk about the Olympics. Because, I mean, do you root for the American soccer team, football team?
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I root forever. You know, I've been watching more volleyball. Men's and women's. I think volleyball should be, I was watching volleyball, like, it should be more commercialized. I think it's a fun sport. Like, it could become like tennis, like the popularity of tennis.
There should definitely be a higher profile league.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, watching the teams and the beach one too as well. And both men and women, like, it's fun to watch. They're both really good. And like, and it's action is quick.
Yeah.
You know, I like, so I've been watching that and I,
yeah, it's a really good sport. I think you're right. I remember having that thought a long time ago.
I was watching. I'm like, this is like fun more than any other sport.
Because if you go to like a country like Australia and stuff, like netball is huge.
What is that?
Netball, it's like basketball, but you don't dribble and you don't have a backboard. But it's also, can you picture basketball like where you just have to throw it and like dodge people and then.
So it's like handball?
And it's. No, it's got a basketball hoop. It's like a basketball hoop up 10 feet.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you can catch it under there. And, But
you're
not running and dribbling.
You're throwing,
you're making passes and trying to get positioning.
Yeah.
You know, and certain players can't move like all the way forward kind of thing. So there's positioning things like in football kind of stuff. Anyway, that's like a number one televised sport in the Antipodes and in Australia and stuff. And when you're there watching it and it's huge female sport as well, but the female athletes are well known household names and stuff. And whenever I see that sport, I'm like, why hasn't this happened with female volleyball yet?
Because or male volleyball,
or male volleyball.
It should be
fuck's sake, ESPN, after Dodgeball came out, Dodgeball movie, they had like a Dodgeball League on ESPN4 for 5 months or something or whatever the lifespan of that thing was.
Yeah, I mean, like, they give more airtime to bowling. And I like bowling.
And
but
cornhole.
Like, that's the one, cornhole.
Yeah, I mean, can we get some volleyball instead of some cornhole?
Can we get a little... It's a little more... But yeah, no, I've been watching that. I've been enjoying that. I've been... How's Canada doing with the medals?
I've just been handed the thing. I mean, I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, of course, we're a winter sport country, but it looks like we got a bronze in the 100 meters, which is nice.
That's good.
Anytime we can slowly claw back the reputation that Ben Johnson gave us in 1988, then I think we're all a little bit proud. Although he did run the fastest, and then we
wasn't he with steroids.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I mean. Doesn't count.
He did run the fastest, though.
With steroids.
He did run the fastest, though. Anyway, dude, he looked like a horse before the race. His eyes were, like, yellow. Like, I remember, I wasn't even a teenager yet, and I remember looking at it going, Dad, what's going on with him? Holy shit.
That is actually track and field, I think steroids obviously helps you, but like that's definitely one that helps you.
Yeah,
like in that sport, like track and
because
you gotta be fast and recuperate quickly. So it's like boom,
yeah,
like that's you're like ready to go, you know,
done. And that definitely kicked off a phase of a lot of steroid users, I think, for a whole generation.
Oh, really?
I think it was a lot of Gen X, late millennials.
They use that? Have you used steroids?
I would never use steroids.
No?
No.
Why not?
Not a chance. But around me in high
school. I've always
been a fan of being skinny. My goal has always been
not to get big. Steroids sometimes is used to because you can rehab quicker, right?
Oh, that's true. Like, you can get steroid cream, and like, there's cortical there's legal steroids, of course. I think talking about the
I'm not talking about like strength. Yeah.
So I've never used that to like build muscle or anything.
Nah,
building muscle's never been my forte.
Yeah,
but trying to make sure everything stays in line. That's what you really want as you get older, isn't it? You want your chest and your chin to come into the room before your gut.
You
want
to be able to see your dick.
That's it. Yeah, that's a good. There's the measuring stick, pun intended. Yeah, you want to be able to see your dick.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
That's the rule,
when you
dude.
Start, as a man, when you stop seeing your dick, it's time to go on a diet.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's when you go like, all right, I gotta.
Yeah, unless you're just walking waist forward. You're walking like Ed Grimley, like Martin Short's character. He's done that just because I haven't seen my dick in a week. But okay, so Olympic-wise, though, I'm excited for our female football team. I'm sorry, soccer.
Oh, yeah, they got made it to the final.
Sorry, American women. I know that you're a big deal here, but I'm super proud of the Canadian women's team because... Because just 6 years ago or whatever, Canada was the main rival to the American football team.
Yeah.
And I noticed then we faded off a bit and the American football team went huge. So I'm looking forward to it. So we got the gold medal match coming up. But that was just a big – I mean, it's all been all over Canada. It's like with one kick, Canada evens up the score with the nemesis
penalty.
Of America.
Yeah,
for
Well, you
got to
build it up.
So,
No, that's good.
So
that
I'm
was
excited
good.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, DeGrasse won the bronze. And then other than that, we always pop up in rowing, and we got some judo success.
So how many total you have?
It doesn't have the total here, but it looks like we've got about, I don't know, I'm going to say 15.
Right there, medals.
Huh. What?
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Well, we're pretty deep down, so we are 16th. We have 14. I guess 15.
That's pretty good.
So we got 14. Let's check out Venezuela.
Yeah, I think they got like 4, which is pretty good for Venezuela, I think.
Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah, because that girl, there's this girl who won the triple
women's
jump.
Triple jump.
She was great. She jumps like 17 and a half centimeters. I don't know if it's centimeters, I think. But
right.
She broke the record like that.
And was she already?
And there's this guy who's BMX.
Is she already a celebrity in Venezuela, or is this gonna catapult her into?
I mean, now she's like. I mean, I think she was known, but now it's like really. I mean, you want a gold medal? That's like huge, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just that so often when a country, like I can't, like I understand.
Yeah, well, you come from a small country,
having mental troubles of having 5 years of them going. You got to do it again. You got to do it again. And so some countries, too, when they get a gold medal hopeful, they just...
Of course.
You better do this. And so I'm always curious when they do achieve the gold that they were supposed to. Was it a surprise or was it...
No, she was like favorite, but like she still won it. And then this other guy, too, who's a great BMX rider, freestyle BMX.
Right on.
He won silver. You know, he was like... He also was like... So that's pretty cool. I mean, I think the fact that they won... I didn't know they were going to win anything.
The BMX is very exciting sport to watch. Very, I really like it.
Bikes.
Yeah. I think it's great. And it's slowly been added to the Olympics, hasn't it?
Yeah. This is like, I think this is the first time also skating, you know, like skateboards, you know.
Skateboarding,
like,
yeah. That's good too.
Which like, it's crazy. Now it's like, you got to be like all the girls and boys mostly girls that win. They're like, the one that won the gold is 13 years old.
Wow.
You know, and then the one that got the silver is 12 years old.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's nuts.
That's the age where they bounce off the concrete.
That's the best. So, I mean, that's why you got to be able to win that shit.
That's the time to do it, man. Yeah. I lived in London during the 2012 Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Course, so
how
I
was that?
We're right where I lived. So I lived in North London, a place called Alexandra Palace. And Holland bought... There's like a big hockey rink at the top of Alexander Palace and like convention center kind of thing. And Holland bought it for the whole run of the Olympics, like for the month. And it was whatever you call it, Little Holland or whatever. So we got to drink a lot there and party there. And my parents came over. So that was awesome to have this big Olympic hub there. And the whole city was partying. There was a ticket lottery. I don't know if anybody knows about this, which they fucked up. in 2012. So they had actually had a lot of empty seats that they had to put soldiers in. They had to call in the British Guard. But I managed to get a couple tickets. So we got tickets to field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a woman's jaw get smashed right in front of me. I couldn't believe it. I've never, it was one of the most horrific accidents I've ever seen. But the New Zealand field hockey goalie, I just saw there was like a breakaway and like it was 10 feet from me. And I just, I haven't.
Wait,
even,
you messed it up?
No, I was watching.
Okay.
I was in attendance. Okay. Watch. I got tickets to see. Yeah. Yes, I was. I was a ringer. I got called in for the New Zealand women's field hockey.
No, I thought you dropped her.
No. So I was watching. But I saw the stick just hit her jaw. I couldn't believe it. It was one of the most horrific live, you know, and this is having seen some serious shit happen in ice hockey and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was crazy. And I also got to see Canada win a bronze in rowing.
Nice.
Which was cool. Nice. You know? And that was at Eton College. And I'd never been to Eton College, which is where all the posh boys go to school. So like Boris Johnson and all that.
The rich guys.
So yeah, the rowing competitions were out at Eton College, which is somewhere I think like.
Well,
East
that
London,
rowing is,
North
I mean,
London
there's some sports that are like, obviously you're rich to be able to do that. Like, no poor person is doing rowing.
Yeah.
Like, who's, yeah, I mean. It's not,
nobody from the slums is going to, I'm going to get my family out of here. this is what it takes.
Yeah.
And, oh, entirely. Yeah, you know what else, you know what other one meant? Equestrian.
Of course, equestrian is also like.
Who's fucking.
Yeah, whore. I mean, like. Yeah, there's definitely ones that are very like rich, like that, like obviously, like you did this with, because you're rich, you know, like you have money to.
Anything with gear, anything you have to buy a lot of gear.
Yeah, like that's why, like snowboarding and like anything that's skiing, that's rich. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
no poor people's going skiing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
unless you live at the top of the hill.
Yeah, like you would have to like be like work there or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, and also anything, like aquatic too, you know, like sailing or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, entirely.
Anything. Yeah,
there's a lot, actually. There's a lot of posh
pretty
type sports now that we're thinking about it.
But we're good. I mean, I think I'm glad that we're here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're back. I think eventually people, we're going to have you know, guests to come. I think we're going to do this. I think we're just going to do this for a little bit, just us talking. You know,
I
just getting
so
back into the gist of it.
I think so too, because we actually had a bunch of articles ready to talk to you guys about. We've got stuff. We didn't even get into it. We just shot the shit.
Yeah.
So I think this is fun. I think you guys can expect a few of these before we start.
And then we can
start roping in guests. And
yeah, and also like obviously like remember Standby Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, you know, YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. I think we gotta go though. We run
ladies
out of
gentlemen.
Time.
Yeah, we just keep shooting the shit.
I know. Right?
To all
but
yeah,
subscribe the Standby Podcast. We'll be back. We're finally here at the Comedy Store. We'll be back next week. And bye, hello.
See ya.